let's look at some of the key features of performance management module, popularly known as PM module. Okay. What is performance management? It is a set of activities that helps the organization have a line of sight, have focus on what are the organization's goals and objectives. Now, once these goals and objectives are set by the senior management of the organization, it becomes imperative that till the last role, people have an understanding to which popularly it is known as having connectivity to the big picture of the organization. Whatever may be the span of control or a designation of the person or a grade level, it is necessary that the employees should know which company I'm working for. What are the products and services that my organization is offering in the market? What is the brand image? Where are we currently? What's our market share? And in that light, what is the kind of strategy or measures or the goals that the organization is setting for this financial year or for next 3 financial years or for next 5 financial years? So if that clarity is given to the employee, it becomes comparatively a better situation for an individual employee to know why am I here and what I am expected. These are the milestones that the organization wants to work on. This is a turnover that the company wants to achieve in this financial year. These are the markets and the geographies that the organization is targeting to reach this year. These are the marketing strategies that the organization is going to utilize. These are the different functions and departments who are going to work on these particular objectives. These are the productions which are going to happen. These are the kind of services the company is going to undertake. Now, if the employee has a good amount of idea, it gets reflected in their self performance management areas. So popularly they are known as KRAs and KPIs, key performance indicators and key result areas. So performance management is a process of ensuring a set of activities which are directed to organization's goal. And performance management, step-by-step planning of it, ensures that there is performance achieved not only by the organization but in various pockets of various functions and departments where individual employees are working. Now, when this information is gathered, it needs to be present in the system. When the strategy is decided, it needs to be communicated to people, and from back end, it has to be part of the HRIS system. This framework and the methodology connects the company's objectives and systems to not only individual employee, but to the groups, various departments, to enhance the enterprise adequacy, company's performance. So the company's ability, the organization's ability to implement, to administer, and prior to that, write about their business performance is a necessary part for this system. So mentioned about the KPIs and KRAs. So KPIs are key performance indicators, which helps the person, individual employee, whether the achievement of the tasks which are planned in for the entire year, stage-wise, whether they are on track, whether they are achieved, whether achieving those particular performance parameters needs any support or there are difficulties. So guaranteeing that KPI performance indicators are appropriately created and linked to the measurement of the work that people are completing. KPIs key performance indicators evaluate the success of the organization for the particular activity, something like projects, programs, products that it has planned. KPIs gives the focus at individual level, operational improvement, overall the strategic feedback of whether it is happening as per the planned timelines, planned levels, quality, rate, pace. It creates an analytical basis for decision making and helps focus attention on what matters most. So when an individual employee puts it into the system that I had planned this work with my managers or departmental heads or function heads approval on these timelines, on these parameters, and when it is actually happening, the record comes into the system. When it is not happening, then it is giving information about why a particular employee or why that team is not able to move on the timelines or achieve or as per the parameters. Now this gives an analytical understanding to the reporting managers or to function head or the team leaders. It helps them to take appropriate action, helps them to make right decisions to support the individual employee performance. Key performance indicators are created, conveyed to the employee through their reporting managers. These happens in a standard way, what that role is calling for, number one. There can be an addition and few changes as per the needs of business hour, but the approvals are important that they are agreed, discussed, and then put into the system. Now, this performance management is not an extra responsibility to the operational supervisors. Performance management is inbuilt for the role and responsibility for every individual employee as well as their reporting managers or their operational supervisors. This is not something out of the role bucket which comes in. Primarily, people work in the organization for achieve a certain level of expected performance to be brought in. Now, the intention is to minimize and administer the risk and the connection to organizational targets and the methodology. This performance management module helps the various choices to be made, support to be given to the team, to the business execution. Performance management helps the managers to look at the dashboard, which can be used for the further much required action which is required. So execution administration as a feature is about differentiating, distinguishing, and empowering the exceptional execution and helping people to outperform. So when people are doing the work, and if it is not tracked down, if it is not documented, and if it is not seen in form of reports, the analysis part does not come in. And if there is no analysis, there will not be a corrective action that is required for the employee to be taken. Their challenges to meet the expected performance will not be addressed. Performance management module assures that the key performance indicators are represented, documented, recorded. So the recording, the documenting of KPIs and the measurement of it at organization level are the main attributes, are the main characteristics. Let's look at some of the key features of performance management module which are inbuilt in the software. So the PM module, what does it offer? We were talking about the HRIS dashboard that the performance management should flash. On the right, left-hand side of the of this diagram, of this picture, you can see there's a diagram. Okay, what does it do? It provides a time-sensitive dashboard and works as a tracking tool. It talks about what are the various trainings the person can require if there is a gap in the performance and skill level gets reflected. Balanced scorecard, we will talk about it. It is one of the methodologies to manage the performance. So certain organizations use balanced scorecard inbuilt into the performance management module, and that is used to track the performance requirement. Performance management module also has feature to create the comfort level for the individual to look at the set targets, the set KPIs, to look at what he or she is able to create, achieve. And that is how there is a opportunity that individual employee have opportunity for a dialogue, to reflect, to take up a discussion. So it's a system which helps in the communication process and also the feedback process. This module supports the organization, organizational objectives with the workforce. So it's a linking tool. This module has the ability to determine the right disposition and conducts as per the organization strategies. So the workforce which has X capability, given the X KPIs, recording mechanism of what is being achieved, and if there are gaps, then supporting with the required skill set. Let's look at KPI processing applications. Key performance indicator is a quantifiable measure that helps organization track the progress, as we have seen. Now, what do you mean by quantifiable? So they are, they can have various features, like they can have increase in X level of performance, decrease in percentage of errors while doing that work. It can have a qualitative, quantitative parameters. Many organizations utilize HRIS application to process and track performance against a target as a part of organization performance tracking. A great amount of development is done in field of KPI tracking and processing. Because it is quantifiable, it helps, the system helps for actual understanding of in which direction the work is moving. Today's leading application in this field provide complete online KPI reporting, tracking, and analysis. Now, this reduces the time taken to merge numerous data sources like spreadsheets into meaningful real-time information. So at a stretch, a manager, if has a team of 6 to 10 people or 20 to 30 in kind of team size, at a stretch, they can have a dashboard to look at which areas of work are moving as per the planning, which team members are working as per the decided KPI, which team members require support and they are lagging behind, which are various factors which are creating the difficulties or obstacles or hindrances, and overall, whether the vertical or the department is achieving in the set timelines what it has agreed with the management. A typical KPI tracking and processing application will have a following features. Entry. The system offers a simple and intuitive one point of entry for KPI figures. For the team, for the entire team and the individuals, no longer have to juggle with spreadsheets to submit their KPI. So there used to be a huge load of submission of the data that has to be happened to the reporting manager. Now, individually, people feed it up online into the system, and the manager, once they finish, the manager can have an access to look at it. And it is controlled at one place. Second part is analysis. The entire performance data is compiled in a form of a report, and it gives a analysis, it gives the causes that why it is happening, how it is happening, why it is not happening in a particular fashion. As I said, it highlights the top performers and it highlights the areas of concern or somebody who is lagging. Now, as part of performance management, and once the KPIs are set, there comes the evaluation part of it. So it is called as performance appraisal. So performance appraisal is also referred as the review process, evaluation process and looking at how the individual, the team, and the department is moving on the performance scale. It also gives an opportunity for discussion, for the development of people. So there is a career development discussion. How particular KPIs are achieved? Why certain KPIs lagged and could not be achieved? And what is the support which are required? Which are the areas about which the employee is happy to work on and which really needed a helping hand? So this entire part is called as appraisal discussion, employee appraisal discussion. So popularly, it is known as PA, performance appraisal. It is periodic and it is set in the system. So for certain industries, the appraisal discussion happens quarterly. So it happens 4 times in a year. For some industries, it happens once in 6 months. There is also a part of performance appraisal that happens during confirmation of certain roles. So once individual joins, the candidate joins, and then every role has a different, can have different probation periods. So there is a probation appraisal also happens. And for the annual evaluation, there is an annual performance appraisal. This discussion happens in person. The documentation happens in the system. Normally, this appraisal discussion happens by the immediate reporting manager. Most of the organization, it happens at 2 levels. So the individual employee has a discussion about the achievement of these KPIs with the immediate reporting manager. Some organization also has a second layer. So the manager's manager also has a say in agreeing about the evaluation that is closed by the immediate reporting manager. So an exceptional appraisal framework needs to arrange a unique objectives with a holistic enterprise objectives through an arrangement of proper objective settings. So what does that mean? There is a big board of the organization. There are organization objectives that gets distributed with various functions and departments to be achieved. So from the department head or the functional head, the objective flow down into the teams, and the entire PM module in HRIS captures organization's objectives, department's objectives, manager's objectives, and the entire team's objectives. So performance management module helps to map the role of the key result areas and the key performance indicators, along with the competencies which are required for that particular role and for individual to be in that role. So it also looks at the goals and the objectives which are given to the individual. It's called as cascading. So from organization strategy, the senior management gets their KRAs and objectives. They flow down to the departmental head. From there, they are further, as per the hierarchy and the organogram, every role as per their role gets the objectives, which we call as KRAs and KPIs. There are major formulas for the performance management measurement. So popular term which is used to look at the performance evaluation is bell curve, which is widely used. There are few organizations worldwide, globally, who are making a conscious effort to move away from the bell curve. So on a bell curve, a function head can see that where falls their average performing people, where are the extraordinary people, and who are those who are lagging much behind the entire team. So the entire performance evaluation documentation also creates a representation on the bell curve and gives an understanding about the whole team who is falling in the mean and who are the outliers. The bell curve is a system that had been used to create, to classify the employee performance. So as I said, the star performers, the average performers, and people who are really struggling with the performance can be seen. through this mechanism. Performance appraisal application, we can see in this diagram, there are key features of this appraisal application. So if we look at some of the features of this performance appraisal, the organizations, depending on their business, depending on their industry type, and depending on their courage to invest in the system, they can choose systems like balance scorecard method to measure and evaluate the performance. They can use the competency framework. They can use the KRA methods. The performance appraisal application helps an easy access to KRAs to keep performance on track. The deviances in the performance can be seen. It's a time saver, and the performance documentation is easily accessible online. As I said, that there can be a choice made by the organization for balance scorecard. It's a rigorous method, balance scorecard. Some organization, especially a Salesforce-driven organization or a manufacturing organization or a finance organization, insurance organization, also looks at another method, which is called as an appraisal technique called as 360-degree feedback system. Now, 360-degree feedback means the evaluation of the performance of the individual and also of the department happens from all levels. And this is all round, okay? This is used and focused primarily on gathering the multidimensional feedback. So what kind of people who participate in 360-degree feedback? So if I'm an individual employee, suppose I'm a sales manager or a sales executive or a marketing executive or a production executive, who talks about how my performance have been on my set KPIs? So my immediate reporting manager can talk about how I have been conducting my work or doing my work. My colleagues can give feedback. People who report to me, if there are any team members who report to me, they also can talk about. My immediate reporting manager, that manager's manager, cross-functionally, whosoever who receive services from my role, so cross-departmental, cross-functional, who are directly seeking the services, are the stakeholders to give the feedback on the work role responsibilities, the KRAs which are set for my role. There are also the vendors who are external from the outside of the organization. Customers, they also can offer the feedback under this 360-degree because they also receive the services, the kind of role that I am doing. In this context, the operating organization needs greater investment of time and resources. 360-degree feedback is quite a time-consuming and a rigorous technique. What is important is the person who is undergoing 360-degree feedback method, they should be open and willing to receive the feedback. In case of 360 degrees, a questionnaire method can be used. Now, assessment of the leadership and management qualities is of great importance for the organization to proceed. So there comes the competency assessment. A 360-degree feedback is the professional and personal competencies of the executives are looked at. So what is important, what is achieved is equally important. What is completed and fulfilled is equally important. As important is how it is achieved. So how the person has carried out certain tasks to complete their KRAs and KPI is important if somebody needs to move up in the ladder. So through the reporting, the manager of the employee receives a comparison about the assessment. So his own assessment and the external assessment, and can look at where is the gap and where actually work needs to be done. Many 360-degree questionnaires contain generic questions. People who are observing you internally in the organization, they're meeting you, they're talking to you, they are writing to you, they have a live access to see you as an employee, as a colleague, or as a reporting person. But when people are external, like customers and vendors, and they give you the feedback, they can have limited exposure on the performance. So sometimes the evaluation questionnaire can ask, do you find the person was committed? So, you know, if the comment is like fully commits in achieving the KRAs or KPIs according to the circumstances. Now, this is something where the respondent may have the specific events or examples to give the feedback, and they won't be able to offer the continuity or a continuum for the behavior demonstration. The HRIS team needs to acknowledge that to achieve the goals which are set in the system, they need a partner with a vendor who not only have extensive experience working with large global organization, but also have a flexible technology and should be able to offer the consulting. Because the evaluation system depends on the management decision, the courage to invest. So somebody may choose balanced scorecard, somebody may choose 360 degree feedback. The partner who creates this HRIS and PM module also need to be equally competent to help your organization to support the system of evaluation that the company is choosing. It is essential to provide the department with critical talent data. So all the decision makers have competent information to look at what is the strength of the team, where are the gaps. So all this comes in the competency mapping. Every organization has business competencies and leadership competencies. Now this is another page by decision of the management which gets added in the evaluation part. So what is achieved is important, but how it is achieved is equally or more important for the further decisions that on the talent development the organization and the management wants to take up.